the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us and making us a part of your day. Or if you ever check us out on our podcast, which is pretty much everywhere, just search for the Joe and Alex Show. Go ahead and rate us and give us a review. We really do appreciate you. There's a lot of scams going on. I mean, they happen year-round. Seems like more and more and more. Once again, I got an offer this past week from a Nigerian prince, but I turned that one down. But they're saying, guys, that there's these holiday scams that you need to watch out for. And there's actually probably more than this, but here's six of them that I've been able to find. They're saying social media gift exchanges. It's like, hey, let's do this. You know, it shows up on your feed around the holidays. It promises that you'll receive several gifts. All you got to do is just send one gift, but it's a pyramid scheme. They kind of just bait you into sending something and give you nothing.
Oh, I would fall for something like this.
Well, of course. It's like one gift and I'll get a couple. This is amazing.
I don't understand pyramid schemes at all either. So
that should be something you do for I Don't Get It with Liv the Web Girl. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. I'm not going to get into that one. We could be on it all day. Free gift cards. They usually come in the form of phishing emails or pop-up ads. If you see one, definitely don't click any of those links or share any of the personal information. Because like, hey, free gift card to whatever your favorite place is or just a place that they come up with. You click it. I mean, who wouldn't want a $20 or $50 gift card?
That's like the biggest scam out there. I see that all the time.
I could totally, and I hope she's not listening right now. I love my mom, but my mom could fall for this one definitely. That gift card thing. She's like, what a deal. Also, watch out for unusual forms of payments. If you're buying stuff online, which a majority of us are doing now, be on the lookout for anyone asking for a form of payment that can't be traced or undone once you actually send the payment. Mainly prepaid debit cards, gift cards, or a wire transfer. I mean, all this seems obvious, but I guarantee you this is going to happen.
I don't even know how to do a wire transfer.
Once again, your lack of knowledge is a good thing here. This is good for you. Fake shipping notifications. Scammers send fake shipping emails to trick you into opening the email and entering personal info and passwords. This is the biggest thing. It's kind of phishing.
For sure.
All these go there. That's why I get so, I don't understand how they do it. I have a couple of things that I subscribe to in my Apple iTunes.
Yeah.
And I get emails all the time, and I hover over and I see it's a fake email, but it looks like they're trying to make it look like it came from Apple.
Yes, I get those all the time in my email. I have like a junk email where I use that to order everything, all of my packages, mm-hmm. and I'm constantly getting emails there. It was like, your shipment has sent, or check your shipment, and I'm like, oh, because I'm ordering so much stuff, and then I look at it for like an extra second, I'm like, yeah, that's fake.
Yeah, and if you click on it, it's like, oh, hey, I needed this information. I'm like, well, I need to make sure my shipment gets here, but yeah, watch out for that. That is something you definitely want to do. A couple more things, holiday scams you need to watch out for. Phony charities, and I feel like I'm a charitable person. I'm not like the biggest giver, but I don't mind giving money every now and then, especially to a cause I find near and dear. But around the holidays, I think we're all kind of buttered up. You know, we see something like, okay, I'll give you money. What do you need?
You would fall for this more than anyone else on the show. And that's because like me and Porkchop are both too broke.
You want to help, but you can't.
Exactly. Like, I need to feed myself before I feed someone else right now.
Then this is how they get us, Liv. Phony charities. Look out for charity names that sound similar to well-known organizations. And if you're on the fence, try verifying the charity at give.org, which is a good idea. If you're wondering if it's a legit thing, it's most likely on give.org.
Right. So, like, probably if it's, like, Blue Cross, that might not be real.
Well, that is an insurance agency. Oh, but, yes, I get what you're saying. Liv the Web Girl without insurance. And our final one here. Temporary holiday jobs, because they're always like, hey, looking for temporary seasonal work, help us out. Scammers use fake job postings to get, once again, personal info from the applicants. So be suspicious of anyone asking for personal info over the phone or online before actually meeting them to have a face-to-face interview, or be cautious of any job that requires you to pay for equipment or software up front. Dude, would be me. I'm like, oh, how much do I have to send for this? Okay, here's 50.
People turn savage around the holidays. I was shopping at Forever 21, mm-hmm. and one of the employees said that she had to full down sprint after someone who stole a ton of stuff from the store into the parking lot, and that there was a car running and waiting for her to jump into. It was like a heist.
Yeah, you got to watch out. Those are some holiday tips to be aware of when it comes to different scams out there. We'll put this up on our podcast at joeandalexshow.com. Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, Joe's Need to Know News. Got to tell you about something that I think all of us millennials could use. It's a class that will, I guess, Live the Web Girl help you out probably the most, an adulting class.
I need that.
Yeah, we're going to sign you up for this. We'll tell you about that and everything else you need to know next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.